All meetings order. Roll call is done. Supervisors Wambolts and Nordigan are excused. Supervisor comments? Citizens comments, I'm sorry. Any citizens comments? Any citizens comments? Seeing none, we'll move on. Supervisor comments, anything from the committee? I have nothing. Approval of the minutes from March 1st. Just wanted to make sure everybody knew that they were updated since they were originally signed. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Belsky. Any discussion? Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes. Resolution 7, Ruth Dyson to serve on the Civil Service Commission.
Good afternoon. Ms. Dyson is not here. We are anticipating her to be in attendance.
Okay.
Is it possible to maybe?
Yeah, we can move on. If that's okay with the committee, we'll move on. Resolution number 8, resolution to approve the appointment of Mark Malotic to serve as member of the Kenosha County Local Emergency Planning Committee.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I bring before you a resolution that was county executive appointment 2023-2332 for a 3-year term as a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee, Representative Mark Malotic. He will serve under the Group 2 Health Services.
I have a question. When do you plan on retiring from the county, Mr. Malotic?
I got a few years left.
Do you? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's the only question I have.
Is that a hint or?
No, he told me he was going to be retiring.
Old.
Yeah.
He called me old. You know? It wasn't quite that direct.
No, actually, I've worked in nonprofits with Mr. Malotic, and I think he'd be a perfect candidate on the emergency planning.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Bashaw. Any further discussion? It's Malotic, I'm sorry. Pronounce your name wrong.
Fine. It's both.
Well, it's one, but that's okay. Seeing no further discussion, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes.
Thank Welcome.
You. Thank you.
Anybody that volunteers.
And number 9, Memorandum of Understanding regarding contract with the Wisconsin DOT reimbursement of deputy sheriff wages for traffic control during the State Highway 50 reconstruction project in Paducah. Captain, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Last month, well, as those of you may know, Highway 50 is a disaster.
What?
In Paducah Lake. It's going to be down to one lane. Unfortunately, one lane in each direction, neither of those lanes allows access to Central High School.
Or the businesses.
Huh?
Or the businesses.
Yeah, I'm sure you heard about this. So,
yeah, my wife got her haircuts. This is
good. So, Wisconsin, the construction manager for the project contacted the Sheriff's Department and requested an MOU with them to reimburse us for assisting with traffic control, because the only access to Central High School will now be off of Highway 83, and it's a road called Falcon Way, which is right by the tennis courts there, and there are no traffic lights. So they're requesting it, and we've already started doing it in anticipation of getting reimbursed. So the state will reimburse us for 1 half hour in the morning, however long it takes. We're projecting it to take about a half hour in the morning and a half hour in the afternoon when school is in session. So
does that go through a subdivision?
No.
Okay.
No, the cars, the deputies who are going to be using is the Central High School Resource Officer for the morning assignment, and the Village of Paducah Lake squad car for the afternoon assignment. We will then reimburse those entities for the money for the time spent away from their assignments doing this with the money we get from the state for the deputy's wage. So we are currently tracking the time because it has to, we have to have a traffic control officer there.
What about sports on the weekend? Was there any?
Typically, spring sports probably aren't as well attended where there would be traffic issues compared to
football.
Yeah.
But okay. This contract would run from now until January.
Okay.
So we would have somebody there covering the traffic going in and out of the school, getting into the school.
Supervisor Bashaw?
A couple questions, some direct and some indirect. Indirect first, does anybody know the timing for the resurfacing on 83? When is that beginning? Because that will put that entrance also under construction.
We'll have to ask Clement.
Well, that entrance, I thought, is right on the new part 83, right across from QuickTrip, right?
No,
it's south further of it. South a little bit.
Okay. It's They're, right after the new pavement ends.
Are they doing the north side first?
I don't
north
know.
North of 50?
I don't know, but my question goes to, are there modifications required here? Because I agree, there are a lot of other events that draw a lot of people. If there's theater, if there's an athletic event, if there's a lot of other things. This is very narrow in scope.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll also be doing graduation.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there are some well-attended events in the springtime, but we only project traffic problems for, I was the SRO there for 5 years back in the early 2000s. So I would say graduation and then football in the fall.
We should be done by now.
It doesn't appear from Clement's report that there's anything going to be started anytime soon.
Okay, so it's not a critical
thought
statement.
I heard. No. But I heard that was going to start after school, so.
Good.
Possible.
We'll bank on that.
Hopefully.
Now, it is a mess, and it requires a lot more support than those brief times for some of the other things going on there. But it's a dangerous area right now.
Yep.
So thank you.
So this isn't a hard cap then? If we're estimating an hour a day, we end up averaging an hour and a half a day.
Yeah, they'll reimburse us. I believe there may be a cap in the contract. It's $16,000. We don't project that we would go over that based on the amount of time, even if it was a few minutes here and there.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Belsky. Any further discussion from the committee? Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 Passes. And are you doing number 10?
What is 10?
Follow-up discussion regarding use of
ARPA
funds.
Yeah, I can talk about that.
Okay. The sheriff said you guys had something prepared.
You're talking about the ARPA grant, right?
Yeah.
So we've ordered the vest, the replacement vest that we were intending to order. We ordered the safety lights that we're getting for, we're getting 60 of them. We ordered 2 radar guns on that grant now. So there had to be some switching because we were gonna get fast ID devices, which are devices where somebody can put their finger on it next to the squad car and we can tell who they are. The company that is our vendor for the jail for that device is revamping their offerings, so it's not available until after the grant would expire. So we made a change to a couple of radar guns and SFS radar gun and lights right now.
And is all the money then used up after
no.
the purchase?
No, we're keeping our options open. There may be other things that apply to the grant, but right now we're the inability to get those fast IDs kind of put a wrench in things. So we're looking at other options.
Are you guys doing anything with mental health for the deputies? Because I think that was part of that ARPA funds as well, that it could be used on mental health.
I don't think so. Not right now.
Anything for the committee?
Just one question. The light, is it a strobe or a light, projection light?
Is it LED?
Projection.
It's strobes. It's got red and blue lights on it. We actually got a ton of them in today. So they're little lights. They sit on your epaulette with a magnet. Push a button, and if you're out directing traffic on a traffic stop, it lights up. It's very bright. It's called a guardian angel light, I think is what they're called. And
makes you high vis.
Yeah.
I was just thinking when you had the perpetrator out at 142 up in the field a few weeks back, would have been a nice thing to have.
Yeah.
I don't know, the sheriff told me he expects to use those widespread for Country Thunder as well.
Yeah, if that's one of the reasons we bought them, because you can put them on and you're in the middle of the bowl with 30,000 people. Mm-hmm. Turn your light on, at least rescue somebody's passed out, we can turn it on, just go to the light.
Right.
But don't really go to the light.
Don't walk into the light, but go to the light.
You go to
pick,
the light.
Pick the light that you go to. All right, anything further?
Mm-mm.
Do we want to follow up with this again, if there's additional spending, or if the sheriff, if you guys spend more money on something totally different outside
Well, it
equipment.
Does have to be approved, right?
We've already approved it.
They're just letting us know what they're spending. Yeah, I would like to know.
Okay.
We have budget cycle coming up. Is that soon enough to have an update?
When does the period end?
It has to be, the money has to be spent by June 30th.
So do we want to follow up in the July meeting? If there's something crazy
by
July.
I'm not sure in the exact number of what money's left over, but...
To the penny, sure, Captain.
Rest assured, we will be responsible with it, and we will only cover needs that way.
Well, if it's $10, you can get those fancy space pencils. They write upside down.
All right, yeah. All right.
Thank you, Captain.
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's go back to number 7, resolution approved. Ruth Dyson, Civil Service Commission.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Supervisors, Youth and Governance. I am here seeking your approval for the County Executive's appointment of Ruth Dyson to the Civil Service Commission. Ms. Dyson will be succeeding Dr. Thomas Radmer. She is an alderwoman for the City of Kenosha and is involved in various community activities, which you can see from the documentation provided, and she is here to introduce herself.
Hello, I'm Ruth. If you have any questions, I'm here.
I guess I'll start off. I just want to thank you for putting your name forward. For those who don't know, Alderperson Dyson and I share part of our districts, and so different events in our district, concerns with constituents that we share, she's always been there, always a friendly face, and I know she's working really hard for her constituents, and I appreciate that.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Go ahead.
First, I want to say thank you for stepping up. You're already very busy.
Yes.
And that's a good thing. Last thing I noted on here was Love Inc. Years ago, I was deacon for our church, and pastor asked me to look into Love Inc. We were looking at doing it down in Illinois, and it was cumbersome. That's a big mission.
I'm still working on getting a team together so we can start forming the board.
Okay. It's a big mission.
It is.
So, just want to say thank you for stepping up.
You're welcome.
Being an active participant and supporting the county. So, thank you.
Anything further from the committee?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Belsky. Any further discussion? Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 Passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other business? I don't foresee anything. Country Thunder's coming up. I've talked to the sheriff about that.
When is that coming before us, July?
I think so.
Okay.
We want to do tours to avoid mishaps in the
what
past.
What are the rules?
We're going to, if you want to tour the campgrounds and the facility grounds before Country Thunder starts, and then that way we're out of the sheriff's and the hair of the sheriff's department while they're dealing with 30,000 people in the bowl. So, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes.
Now what am I
going
to do?
Yeah.
Go home. suit on.
He says, yeah, like he lives so far away.
Oh. I'm going home to get some. I didn't bring it with
except
right
I come
now,
in and 60th Street is closed.
I bought some, and then my husband took
when
it out
did that
to the
happen?
Market for the Easter Bunny.
I don't like, know.
I
it's in town now.
Now.
Like, I had to turn it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially those Reese's eggs.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I don't need those.
Not quite 60th Avenue.
A bit of a drive, that's true. I should have brought a black pen.
It's beautiful.
Wow. It'll photocopy.
You'll stand out today.
Well, that's normal. It's a generally not good.
To ask me a bunch of questions. Well, I had brought up, you know, the study that Gersten wants to do for emergency planning. I was talking with Mike McTernan, who represents the city, and he's like, Laura, you guys shouldn't be doing that study right now. And I'm like, why not? And he said, there are still lawsuits as a result.